You heard it in the update. Can you believe that?
What? The fruits of his labor?
Credit Matt Patricia for what the Lions are doing.
What?
John, his biggest contribution was getting himself fired so that Dan Campbell could be hired. Beyond that, he doesn't deserve a diddly squat for
what?
What's going on.
Come on, Bill. Come on.
You know what it is? It's everything that's wrong with analysis on TV, sports or otherwise. It's people looking out for their friends. Your buddy's with Matt Patricia, so you're going to give him credit. He doesn't deserve any. Come on, Belichick.
I mean, I was speechless last night. I'm still kind of speechless now. What? The fruits of his labor. The only guy that was drafted on this offensive line by Matt Patricia was here, or if you want to say Bob Quinn drafted Glasgow and Decker. Okay. Ragnow is the only one that was drafted while Matt Patricia was the coach. First round pick. It's a great pick.
Sure.
But I'm not going to give him credit for building this offensive line or it providing any fruit for this team.
I don't understand. Can we play that again?
Matt Patricia, correct me if I'm wrong, the rocket scientist,
yep,
was supposed to be a defensive genius.
He had the greatest call in the history of the Super Bowl. Just ask him.
Well, defensive genius. How good was the defense while he was here?
John, when his tenure ended, they had given up more yards and points in a single season in Lions franchise history. It was the worst this franchise has ever seen, and the Lions once upon a time went 0-16, yet somehow he dug the defense into an even deeper hole. John, in looking back, we should have known, because he was the rocket scientist who had a pencil in his ear, but had a whiteboard in front of him. You need a marker. It wasn't all there up top for Matt Patricia.
And would stand separate from all players and coaches. Like, don't talk to me. I'm figuring this out.
Now, don't forget he gave Belichick the blueprint to stop the Rams' offense. That was another positive.
So basically responsible for multiple Super Bowls.
And then greatest loss in Lions history still was that Chiefs loss at home.
Matt Patricia, anybody want to give him credit? 248. No, this is such a joke. You want to say that they drafted a really good center while he was the head coach. Fine. This offensive line didn't come together until Dan Campbell started coaching.
Yeah.
Till the culture set in with Dan Campbell and the entire football team, and you need a team to win in this league, is because they hired Dan Campbell.
You know what this is? This is an example of when people get into the media having blind allegiance to something.
Yep.
And this is, it's like you lose credibility with this. It's like, I don't really want to hear anything from Bill Belichick in terms of analyzing things when he puts this out there, because number one, it's foolish, and why go there? Why try? It was unnecessary.
Right. What did he provide Philly he was their defensive coordinator? What did he provide as the offensive coordinator for New England when he was when Bill Belichick was there?
John, on Monday night, he was a guest on the Manning Cast, and he's going to be on the Manning Cast all year. And it's Falcons and it's Eagles. And at one point, Bill just kind of goes off on a little tangent about how the Falcons tampered with three free agents and lost a draft pick. And then Peyton has to just pick it up with, all right, nice pickup on first down. Like, he just clearly had a vendetta against the Falcons because they didn't hire him, and he clearly wants to do well by his buddies. You shouldn't be in the media in that role. I want to hear your football stories. I want to hear your football acumen. I don't want you to lie to me. I don't want you to put a spin on everything.
Well,
I don't need it.
So I'm gonna give him a little bit of a pass because I do like listening to his football analysis.
I do.
And I, when he's on with McAfee during the week,
yeah, it's good stuff.
It's really good. And okay, he made an error, right? Made a judgment error in talking about that. And I think part of it is he doesn't understand what really happened here in Detroit. He does not understand how bad it got here with Matt Patricia.
I think what it is. Belichick has a ton of credibility when he's talking about defenses and game plans and you know, being in the battles that he's gone into with some of the great quarterbacks in the NFL and the Super Bowls he's been in. He has a lot of credibility there. You lose some credibility when you're going to tell me Matt Patricia deserves credit for what's going on with the Lions.
Yeah. And at some point, you got to admit a mistake. We've done that here.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, and I know you've talked about, you know, you are a reformed Goff hater.
Yep.
Obviously, I made a monster mistake when I put Michigan in the playoffs. I'm laughable.
Right.
And but I'm willing to own it and admit it. And when you're talking about a coach that came into a franchise that was a playoff team, you know, and 9-7's not good enough. And I know some of that was Bob Quinn, but Matt Patricia was supposed to come in and get things right here defensively.
248-539-9797. People have reactions to that clip we played where Belichick says the fruits of Matt Patricia's labor are on display right now for the Lions. Let's get to Joe and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Oh, my gosh. I never call the show. All I do is listen. I've listened for years and years and years. I never call in. I woke up this morning feeling great, and you hear Matt Patricia on the radio, and all of a sudden, inside, visceral rage. I've watched Lions football for decades, and all we do is blow it. Now, finally, we get some Dan Campbell in our life, and we finally turn the corner, and they bring back Campbell. I'm actually, like, shaking. It's the worst. Matt Patricia on the Detroit radio, it just set my day. Now, I don't even know where I'm going to go from here.
Well, I hope you have a better day. Hopefully we can calm you down. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. We're going to do our best to, you know, to we are enraged as well.
Yeah, Joe, we felt this way too.
We're going to try and talk you off the ledge. And I am still, after hearing this last night, now it's, 13, 14 hours later, I'm still feeling the same way he's feeling.
Some of these ticket texts, I don't know that I want to read. Let's go to Brian on a cell. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, I have a theory on the Belichick-Patricia thing, and you can kick me off the air after I tell you it, and that's fine, but I think that guy was just helping Bill get laid, and there is no other reason on God's green earth that justifies anything. Patricia was horrible. He was horrible here, and then after he... John, and you're dead wrong, John. I totally disagree. And I know, I think Bill Belichick knew exactly what was going on with the Patricia project with the Lions and knew it was a debacle. But he still brought the guy back. After everything that went wrong, he had him come back, and the guy was divorced. And then he broke up with another chick in 23. And then he was still having Patricia on the staff. And then Patricia got another job. And Bill Belichick went his separate way.
Well, what does their love life have to do with this? I'm a little confused by that part.
So you're saying he's his wingman?
Absolutely. There's no other reason.
Okay.
And look,
right,
and he didn't need him. He didn't need him on New England.
Belichick
right?
didn't, he correct.
He continued to win Super Bowls after Patricia left. So why did he bring him back anyway after a failure tenure in Detroit?
So your theory is because he's the world's best wingman. Lousy defensive coach.
Yeah.
But when they get to the bar scene... Oh, Matt's setting him up left and right.
So did Matt set him up with his new squeeze?
With the latest?
The young one?
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe.
He uses the pencil to get numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You find that hot, Heather?
No. Not at all.
You find that hot, Heather?
Yeah, that pencil.
I had to.
Wow.
I had to.
Set a pencil in your... Was it in his pocket?
Look at him back there sharpening his pencil.
I didn't think when we brought this topic up that we were going to get the wingman argument.
Well, everything, the natural reaction to this, it's like, what, you can't get a call on the Tigers, but bring up Matt Patricia and the
because
I dare you to play that again, Greg. It has ticked off Detroit this morning. The ticket texts are out of control. I mean, there's stuff I can't print.
Oh, I can imagine. What we had one caller's call. It's listened for years. Doesn't want to call, but he's forced to call because
compelled.
He is shaking mad. I get that reaction.
The only thing Matt Patricia did with the fruits was eat them, is what the ticket texts are saying.
This one's okay. I'm not going to read that one.
I don't think it was enough fruits and vegetables. That might have been the problem.
You heard that right. That's Bill Belichick. That's yesterday. The fruits of all Patricia's labor paying off for the Detroit Lions. I guess we should thank him. Come on, guys. Ticket texters are understandably irritated by Bill Belichick's comments.
Even the conversation of bringing up his name is irritating.
The best contribution made by Patricia is the pencil in his ear had an eraser on it. Bye, we hardly knew you, DG in Fenton. Bill is trolling Detroit. You guys are taking the bait. Ticket texter says, I'm so glad the Red Wings re-signed Lucas Raymond. The fruits of Patricia's labor are really paying off. Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are 100% responsible for the Lions' turnaround. They were so bad that ownership finally did the right thing and hired Campbell and Holmes. This one says, Matt the Fat, the worst coach I've ever seen in Detroit. Old Bill is senile. And at least one ticket texter says, the wingman theory is the best I can come up with, too.
The wingman theory. That's hilarious.
But okay, so people also pointed out that Ben Johnson was
an assistant,
and yes. Hank Fraley was an assistant under the previous regime too.
Correct.
And three offensive linemen on this team were drafted under the previous regime. My point was, you could find an individual coach or an individual player. The Lions' history is littered with having a good to great player, Barry, Kelvin, Stafford, drafting a good player here or there, Frank Ragnow, right? They didn't start winning until they had a cohesive coaching staff. So if you want to give credit for finding a guy, great, but you're not getting credit for what's going on in Detroit right now.
So I still believe this is Dan Campbell's offense. He brought this offense with him. Anthony Lynn was the original coordinator. He didn't like how Anthony Lynn was operating, so he took over play calling and then ultimately promoted Ben Johnson from tight ends coach to offensive coordinator with the direction of, this is the offense I want run. This is how I want it run. Now operate within those parameters.
Right. The standard was set by Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes.
It's certainly Brad Holmes. Yeah, I mean, you talk about the talent on this roster. This was the worst roster in the entire NFL when Brad Holmes took over.
Including the offensive lineman they had.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Lions offensive line didn't become elite until Penei Sewell was drafted by Brad Holmes to be the key cog in that line. And they didn't develop those offensive linemen until Dan Campbell showed up and set the culture and the identity of this football team. And everybody knows the defense, while not top 10, was the worst in franchise history under Patricia, and they're much better now.
Well, and you also, I mean, okay, if Decker was here, Glasgow was here when Matt Patricia arrived, he wasn't here when they drafted them. Right. And then Frank was the pick that is still here, and he's an All-Pro. They didn't find success with those players. I think the sign of a good coach is that you're able to coach and create an offense that allows your players to be successful. Patricia didn't do that.
Guys, I got to ask you a question here. Drew in Woodhaven on Ticket Text brought up an interesting point.
Okay.
Are we trolling Lions fans by bringing this up? Because we're getting accused of doing Rieger radio.
Oh, no. That's never a good
accusation. I mean, this is like Rieger bringing up Stafford stuff. I do kind of think he's right.
Okay.
But I think it's relevant because he just said it and it's in the news.
Okay. Yeah. Dave Burkett put out an article in the Detroit Free Press with these quotes.
Blame him.
Well, no, I mean, I respect Dave. So, like, you got to choose. Is Dave doing Rieger radio in the Detroit Free Press? I don't think anybody would accuse Dave Burkett of that.
Playing the clicks game, Dave. You're better than this.
We're just going to ignore a comment that was made by...
No, but it is. He is right, technically. We have to bring this up because it's fresh and it's news. Look, but this is trolly. It's bringing up a lot of... I mean, you heard the first guy's call. He wakes up in the morning, he's ready, da-da-da, ready to hop and skip to work, and then he hears this and it ruins his day.
Yeah, but blame Belichick, not us. That's what I would say. And that's what I'd say to you.